Hey y'all, welcome back to What Would Cherick Do?
A Choose Your Own Adventure podcast. My name is Eric.
And as always, my name is Chad.
As always, who else would it be? Us. And only us. Until maybe someone else joins. If and when that would ever be.
Well, we do have that open invitation to Paul Rudd.
That's true. It was supposed to be for episode 5, which this is, but we couldn't book him. So, you know, he'll be around.
Oh, like, it just got confusing. Our people were talking to his people.
Right, yeah. And you know what? Just the most important thing is stay excited because we have no confirmation of him ever coming. So just stay excited for the possibility of that being a thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Our people are working really hard, and his people are, whew, they're tough.
They are.
Yeah, they're like
tough to get a hold of.
A wall of just terror.
But anyway,
so this is a Choose Your Own Adventure podcast, where during this we read one of these Choose Your Own Adventure books from the 80s and 90s.
Yep. I read these when I was growing up as a young lad, living in rural Kansas.
Mm-hmm. As you would.
As a young rural Kansan would.
Well, you know, what else could you do around here?
Well, there wasn't much to do out there except for read Choose Your Own Adventure books. And they, you know, were very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, right on. Well, they're great books.
Eric, what's your, other than, you know, the four that we've read on the podcast thus far, like,
oh well,
what's your history with these books?
I actually, when I was volunteering at the orphanage in San Vicente, when I was a late teen, there was this kid in particular. His name was Toby, and these were his favorite books. Mm. And we had a really strong connection pretty much immediately. He, you know, the first day I was there, he dropped all of his food on the cafeteria floor, and, you know, so I was like, bro, don't worry about it, I got you, let me help you with this. And from then, you know, he really kind of clung on to me, and well, I remember reading these books to him a lot. We would make the decisions together. Just really good times. Toby's doing well. He's at the orphanage. He's doing great. He's kicking butt in South America right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so, and you guys keep in touch?
Occasionally, yeah. You know, I'll catch him on the phone whenever he's free. He's doing a lot of excavations and those sorts of things.
Excavations?
Yeah, he's come a long way in 5 years. Man, from being a scruffy 9-year-old, now he's 14 kicking ass.
Like, he's excavating?
Yeah.
Like mining?
You know, there's a lot more that I don't really think is appropriate for this podcast. Like, I could really go into detail here, but I think for the benefit of our actual story, we should keep moving forward. And today, we're going to be reading Choose Your Own Adventure number 4, The Lost Jewels of Nabooty.
Nabooty?
Nabooty.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of booty jokes.
There's definitely, you know, it's right there. He's asking for it. RA is just like, I'm going to say this is Nabooty, and the kids are going to love it.
Whose booty?
Yo booty.
Nabooty.
Nabooty. And the adults that read this will love it too.
So if this is the first time you're tuning into our podcast, what we do is we do read these Choose Your Own Adventure books. But I feel like it's super important that y'all know that when we're reading these books, this is the first time that we've read these books.
Never before.
So we don't, like, read it a bunch ahead of time to, like, figure out, like, what this, like, funniest choices are.
We are,
like,
making these decisions
this is
on
us
the spot.
Live, on the air.
Doing it.
Doing, you know, making these choices. Yeah. And we're going to see where it takes us and see where the story goes.
We will see if we can find the lost jewels tonight.
Tonight.
Together as
Cherick.
So before we dive in, as always, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter.
Yeah, at Cherick Podcast.
Totally.
We record these sometimes a little bit in advance, but we are definitely on iTunes by now.
Yeah. Check us out on iTunes.
So if you're not listening to us on iTunes, find us on iTunes and Stitcher and like all the great.
And listen to us there because it's way cooler.
Yeah. And rate, review, comment.
Yeah.
All that fun
all
jazz.
The things.
Only 5-star reviews, though.
Those are all that we'll accept.
Yeah. So none of those, no 1-star reviews.
Who would give us 1 star? Okay, actually, don't answer that question. Let no one answer that question. That was a rhetorical one.
That was a rhetorical question. I threw
that out there. Hey, let's dive on in to the last jewels.
The Chinese officials from the last book might give us one star.
You think?
Well, we did kind of like...
Well, when we abandoned them the second time. But yeah. The first time, we totally killed it.
We did. Yeah. If you have no idea what we're talking about, you really need to go back and listen to the old eps. Yeah. Like, they're great.
They're pretty good.
And
they're enjoyable. They make us laugh.
Well,
that's not hard.
Most things
we
do.
We entertain ourselves very easily. Chad, stop talking. Look, okay. We're wasting so much time. Valuable time.
I want to get into Nabooty.
Let's...
So
let's Nabooty over.
Let's see and, if we can find the jewels of Nabooty.
Let's find these jewels. All right, so the exposition, Chad. Hit
okay.
Us.
So we start off this book with a telegram.
From our cousins.
Peter and Lucy. And Peter and Lucy are like, need your help finding the jewels of Nabooty. Fly to Boston at once. Bring your passport. Danger, be careful.
Yikes.
End telegram. Stop.
Mm.
Oh, I feel like you were supposed to stay because it was a telegram. Need your help finding the jewels of Nabooty. Stop. Fly to Boston at once. Stop. Bring passport. Stop. Danger, be careful. Stop. Peter and Lucy. Stop.
Since they sent a telegram, what time do you think we're in right now?
I don't know. Like telegrammy times?
Oh! See, I should have thought of that.
Yesteryear?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Telegrammy times. I'm so silly.
It's probably yesteryear.
Yesteryear. What a great time.
Yeah, I mean, so pre-telephones.
Definitely.
No. Yeah. Well, no, telephones probably existed.
I mean, maybe, but then why wouldn't they just call us?
Anyway, we're from New Orleans. We live in Nolens.
Nolens. And they want us to fly to Boston.
Okay, to find these jewels.
Yes. Nabooty.
I mean, who could forget the jewels?
No one. No one forgets the jewels of Nabooty.
Two diamonds shone like the sun's reflection off a glacier, and the two rubies were like the eyes of a jungle creature at night.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, no one forgets these.
So, Peter and Lucy's dad had got these from a trader in Morocco. He tried to go back to the trader to find more info out. And, there was a sign that said that the guy who sold them to Peter and Lucy's dad had died.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
That's suspicious.
I think Peter and Lucy's dad gives these to a museum in Paris, but mm-hmm. then they find out that they have been stolen. So we leave, we go to Boston, and Peter's like, we don't have time. You need to get on a plane to Paris tomorrow. From Paris, you'll fly to Morocco.
Mm.
Like on the,
Right.
Search for the jewels.
Yeah.
Of Nabooty. And here's more info. Here's literally the entirety of, I think, our knowledge on the jewels.
Okay.
Is this letter. I'm going to read it. And this is a quote from the text.
Quote.
The jewels of Nabooty are four keys to the hidden wisdom and wealth of a secret African tribe. Those who have the jewels enjoy health and fame, or they suffer agony beyond belief. The current owners of the jewels must guard against their loss being lost or stolen. They must wait to hand them over to the appointed messengers of Nabooty. Loss of the jewels could mean death.
Oh my gosh.
So we're a bit confused by this kind of cryptic letter, but Peter and Lucy are like, hey, listen, these thieves or whoever, they know our faces. Peter and Lucy say this. They're like, they know who we are. They have no idea who you are, who we are, Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be relatively safe. So what we want you to do is to, get on a plane to Paris and go look for the jewels in Morocco.
Without them.
Right. Yeah. They can't come because, the people know who they are.
Right.
So the choice we're faced with, if we agree to go on tomorrow's plane to Paris, go to the next page, or if we demand more time and information and extra help to, like, make our decision, really figure out what's going on here, we turn to page 9.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea to me. I feel like we're walking pretty blind into something that could really get us into trouble.
Yep. I mean, it might not be... I mean, the plane doesn't leave till tomorrow. Allegedly, we'd have, like...
sometime.
The evening. Anyway. Mm. To, like, talk with Peter and Lucy.
Okay. Okay.
But if we're just like, I can't get on that plane without knowing more... I mean, I guess you're leaning towards more time. We need more time, more help. We can't just go on this adventure on our own.
I don't know. I guess, like, I am very hesitant to go by myself,
ourselves. As
Cherrick. Cherrick, alone seems a little scary to me. But, like, if they can't come along, I understand that. I'm just really curious, like, why they're coming to us. Like, is there any other reason?
We're like, we're their cousin. We're family.
Right.
You know, there's not too many people in this world they can trust.
I feel like we have a pretty peaceful life in New Orleans, and we don't really need to get involved in all this crazy... I don't know. Like, I'm not against going out
hidden
there.
Hidden wisdom of wealth and wealth of a secret African tribe.
Right, but it said it will either grant you fame and wealth or agony beyond belief. So either you're going to get blessed beyond belief or you're going to get tortured beyond belief. And my odds seem very 50-50 there.
Yep.
You know, so I don't know. I just feel like now is the time to really think, do we want to think more or are we done thinking?
You know, I feel like Cherrick is a man of action.
I think you're right. I think so far he's definitely proven himself to be.
You know, for like, right or for we're wrong. Just like, we're going to go on a Yeti hunt.
Yeah.
Or, you know, fine. Let's go to Earth. Or...
we should just do it, is what you're saying.
Well, that's... well, yeah, I think so. Like, let's get on the plane.
Yeah, you know what? If we wait, we might get monsooned.
Bingo.
All right, I'm
we
done.
We waited for that Yeti
speaking,
stuff.
Speaking my language now,
I'm
Chad.
I'm still upset about that.
Definitely.
That was a...
well,
I don't think
we'll ever get over that. That monsoon will haunt us for the rest of our podcasting days.
Not as much as I'm haunted in my dreams by the evil power master and the fact that we never got to meet
That's
him.
That's true. His time will come.
His time will come.
But for
okay.
now...
for now, I think, let's go, I think, you know...
we'll just do it.
Our curiosity from the last book...
since it turned out so well.
Yeah. The honorable thing to do would be to accept their quest.
To be a good cousin...
to be a good cousin and just say no questions asked.
We're doing it.
But they owe us a no questions
for
asked.
For sure they owe us. They owe us a butt ton.
And be like, oh, I need you to get on a plane and like fly to Hong Kong because of this random ass reason.
Right. And you know what? We won't call them either. We'll send them a telegram.
Yeah. We probably can't call them. It's pre-phones, right?
I don't know, man. Whatever.
How do telegrams work?
Isn't that the... no?
Why?
No,
like
yeah,
Morse
yeah,
code?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't that telegram? Isn't like boop, 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 boop,
well, that's like it's Morse code. Yeah, well, maybe.
But I think it's kind of all the same thing. We're so well educated. Don't judge us. We're
don't
moving
judge
on.
Us. I did get educated on from episode 1 on what a change-up was.
Yeah, baseball. Yeah.
There was a lot of friendly folks out there who were quick to correct my incorrect baseball knowledge.
How nice
But
of them.
On this point, I will look up what a telegram is later. Please don't tell me how they work.
Okay.
I really don't care. Anyway, here we go.
Telegrams be damned.
We're actually just turning on to the next page that I've been looking at this entire time.
Next page. So we made it to Paris.
Yeah. Okay. Point of order.
Yeah.
This is not like yesteryear.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Not at all. They just used a telegram, we think, because it was like the safest form of communication that couldn't be tracked.
Like, who would send a telegram? No one.
Right. Like, maybe their phones are tapped, whatever, cell phones. But definitely on the plane, they asked us to turn off our electronic devices. Man,
here's what I didn't know. I didn't know that we could still send telegrams. How cool is that?
I'm going to send you a telegram.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to learn that, and we're just going to be sending telegrams to each other all the time.
Like texts.
Do you think that it's going to be delivered by hand, like those old couriers?
Yeah.
You
know? That's how
candy cream for Chad. Candy cream for Chad.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, now that we've decided that.
Right. So, please, again, don't tell me how telegrams work. I don't care.
Right.
So, we fly to Paris. So, we're on the plane. And sitting next to us is maybe the world's creepiest man.
Seriously, as Chad is reading this and describing this man to me, my hands are in my face thinking, oh, God, why are we on this plane right now?
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, the best, like... like reference I can point people towards.
First thing that comes to my mind is like the thin guy, the Slenderman, kind of
what?
Slenderman.
Who's the Slenderman?
He's like this tall, lanky, like white. You know, like he doesn't have a face, and he's kind of just like personalityless, and he just comes and murders you.
Do you remember the Crypt Keeper? From, like, Tales from the Crypt?
No.
That's a little before your time. So I think it was, this is where our age gap is not.
It's not super compatible, but it works.
But it works. So if you've seen
until you make either of our
references, like, this is totally, like, his...
Like, he doesn't have...
His fingers have no fingernails. Yeah,
he has no fingernails. His skin is super white, like bloodless. It says he has
a scar.
Yeah, creepy scar on creepy.
Okay, but anyway, so he's doodling, super creepy guy. Just like, oh my gosh, who did I get stuck next to on the plane?
And
we
have
a
mustache.
He has a mustache.
A mustache.
And he's doodling these diamond shapes.
He's doodling the booty.
He's doodling diamond shapes that seem to spell out new booty.
So then we're like, this is not a coincidence.
This guy knows who we are. He knows what we're up to.
Sure enough, we land in Paris, and he turns to us. And in Chad's perfect voice,
he's like, do you want to share a taxi?
And he's like, before we even can think of what to say, we're like, where are you going, man? He's like,
we're both searching for the same thing. I can help you, and you would be able to help me.
So, our choice is, do we agree to work with this creepy-voiced, creepy-looking dude, or do we make up an excuse and turn down his offer to share a taxi?
Everything I know says don't get in the cab with this man.
Well, just read the last sentence, Chad. Just read the last sentence.
You have a sudden vision of a strange man beckoning you into his taxi.
Like, if that doesn't evoke the creepy dude asking a child into a candy van, like, I don't know what does. Like, that's all I could think of when you read that last sentence, and I was like, nope. I am not getting beckoned into a cab by this mofo. That is not happening.
Okay, but what if he can really help us?
Is that a gamble we're willing to take?
I don't like the look of him.
I really don't know if we should be trusting him.
We have a pretty good illustration in this book.
Like, Peter and Paul and Mary told us...
Lucy.
Exactly where to go. Well, yeah, okay, Lucy. Peter and Lucy. Thank you, I did not remember her name.
Like Narnia.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That's cheap. Come on, R.A. Yeah. I didn't make that connection. Where was I going with this? Oh, they've already told us everything we need to do, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, just...
Find the jewels? Yeah,
sure. I mean, I guess maybe this guy
can help us find them. Go to Paris, find the jewels.
Okay. All right. That is pretty vague. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know, Chad. I don't know if we should... I don't think that we should get in this
everything
taxi.
That your parents taught you and my parents should have taught me says... don't get in a car with this man.
Okay.
It was the 80s. Nobody cared.
It was a different time. When they wanted to give you candy, they just wanted to give you candy.
Like, the worst thing we had to do was check Halloween candy for razor blades.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, though.
Sounds awful. Yeah, but it's pretty easy to catch.
I never even did that. My parents didn't have me check for razor blades. They clearly wanted me to cut my mouth open. Okay, I think we should not get in this taxi.
Okay, I'm with you. We're not getting in this fucking cab.
Decision made. Where are we going, Chad?
Like the death cab. We're going to page 12. I'm going to give the book to Eric.
I like the death cab. Mm-mm. Is there no escape?
No, I don't like this.
We dodge the creepy dude from the airplane and duck into a phone booth. We get out of there, we're just stepping away, and there's a tap on our shoulder. Guess what? We turn around, there's a tall, scary lady and a midget with a laptop.
Did they say she was scary, or did you?
Okay. She said, okay, a tall woman with intense eyes. To me, that sounded scary.
Okay.
She's got intense eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a muscular midget in a tracksuit. So these two are quite the pair.
They are quite the pair.
The lady looks at us and says, come with us. We're going to help you with the lost jewels of Nabooty.
Like, no, like, who everyone, doesn't does everyone know about know? This?
I thought the whole point of us going was that no one knew who we were.
But, like, literally, we've met three people.
Apparently, they had us tagged when we met up with Lucy and Peter. Like, we were just Insta, we were just, like, yep. Nabooty.
We
should have
just gone home.
Nabooty, 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 Nabooty. That word just gets more fun the more I say it. So she says there's a private jet over in the terminal that will take you to Morocco, which is where we wanted to go anyway.
Right. That's where Peter and Lucy told us to go.
Here's your identification. She hands us a small sliver of ivory with some sort of design on it. It's our identification. Whoever sees it will give you help, she tells us. Good luck. And that all seemed nice and good to me. I was about ready to trust her. And then the midget smiles evilly, opens up his laptop bag, which is not a laptop bag. It's actually just an elaborate container for his dagger, which he shines at us. And
like flashing a gun. Basically,
yeah, like he threatened our lives right then. So we're pretty much going to die if we don't jump on this jet plane.
Okay. And we can continue to explore this. I do think we should get on this jet plane to Morocco just so we can get to Morocco, because that's where we think we need to go.
Absolutely.
Here's my theory. Let me lay it out there for you.
Please.
I think this is classic, like classic movie plot, where the creepy old dude who seems like a bad guy is really a good guy, and like... the well-dressed lady with all the answers and, like, all these easy solutions with her private jets and her ivory and her, like, intense eyes, who you think, like, I can trust her, is really the bad guy all along.
You know, this is very Hitchcockian. It's kind of got that unassuming hero who has nothing to really do with the plot but gets embroiled in it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we're just this unassuming New Orleanian man.
Yeah.
What do you call people from New Orleans? Nolanites?
Nolanites?
Nolanites. Let's go with that. All right. We're a Nolanite, man. Like,
okay, this is the one time where you can tell us if we got that right or not. Like, this is the one time I want
to
know.
I doubt that's right, but I don't know what else to call it right now. Anyway.
Norleans?
New Orleans?
New Orleans. But Orleans?
I'm an Orlean. I'm a New Orlean.
A New Orlean.
Okay. I kind of get behind that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
We're in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Wrapped up in this espionage jewel caper. So do we run? Do we go to the jet? You want to go to the jet? I feel like we ducked away from the first guy pretty easily. We could get away again.
I want to go to the jet. Like, I want to go to the jet because it's like a means... to an end.
I agree, and I also think that even if we don't go to this jet, by the time we get on the next plane, there will inevitably be someone else that knows that we're after the jewels.
Oh, but what if it's like the creepy old guy that I think we can trust?
So maybe like we'll get a second chance to embrace the old guy who is creepy?
Nah, he's probably gone forever. Nah, he's probably coming back.
Hold on, here's what I want to know. why would we take a taxi in Paris if we're trying to get to Morocco in the first place?
Well, he allegedly knew something we didn't know. Like, the jewels were stolen from a museum in Paris. Maybe he was going there.
Well, then now I'm just confused. Why are we going to Morocco?
Because that's where Peter's dad got the jewels from.
In the first place?
Yeah.
Even though they're still in Paris, probably.
We don't know that.
All right. I'll just pretend that this makes sense. Let's get on that jet.
Yeah, I think we need to get on the jet.
Okay.
Like Peter said, to go to Morocco.
He did. We're just following Peter's instructions.
Maybe Peter knows this lady. I'm just very skeptical. No,
he did not say there will be a mean lady and a creepy midget with a knife.
We also didn't wait around to find out.
Also true. That's true. We could have gotten more information. We did not. We're going to get on this jet and see what happens, people.
Curiosity.
Hopefully it won't kill us this time. Okay.
Well, this has been eventful.
Well, yes. It's been interesting and not totally unexpected. We're pretty much being shoved everywhere. We're taken very quickly and gruffly into this jet.
Yeah, this is not like I'm here to help you kind of vibe.
Right. It's here, we're taking you, and we're going to throw you and do with you whatever we want to do. So we're crammed on this jet. These two dudes just sit across from us and stare at us. No one will talk to us.
No one.
We get off the jet, are pushed into this black Mercedes limousine. Yeah, neither the lady or the midget came with us. Everybody's just pushing us along on this.
We probably shouldn't say midget. Like, I know the book did. Let's not.
I'm surprised.
Let's come up with a name.
Weren't these, like, edited 7 years ago and they didn't change that?
No, they didn't.
Well, some of
them. Anyway, apologies.
Okay.
His name is Steve.
Steve, the evil lady and Steve
yeah.
did not follow us. We're being bullied by these suited bastards. We get a ride in a limousine. No one will talk to us. The driver takes us out. We walk down this street. We come across this blind woman who spits at our feet. And we recoil in disgust. But then we think, maybe she just winked at us.
Well, so we're like, we have this, like, engraved ivory thing.
The identification card this woman gave to us to get help.
And she's like, if you need help, like, show this to someone and you'll get help.
And we're going down a dark alley with this driver dude that we
can't
trust.
Nobody's talked to us at all to say, like, here's where we're taking you. It's all going to be okay. Like,
now the question is, did the blind lady actually wink at us? Should we offer this ID card to this blind woman who spit?
Like, do we want to use our, like, one shot for help now?
Right. Exactly.
Or do we want to hold on to it?
Right.
I think we should hold on to it.
Why?
I just don't feel like we're in that much trouble right now.
I don't feel like we
are
either.
I feel like
we're
in like an expected amount of trouble. Also, though, like,
I'm just afraid
if
of
we
where
get
this,
to where we're going,
yeah, where does
like,
this
we
little
might
alley end
not
up?
Have the opportunity
right.
for help.
Right.
Or this is the exact place we need to go, and these people are actually helpful, but I really, and I know we say this a lot, but it's a trap.
Here's an interesting question. Let's just propose for a moment that all these people are after us and are actually trying to kill us.
Like, every single person we've met thus far.
Right.
Is nefarious in their, like, why they want us to help
that
them.
Is a perfect word and a perfect description.
Thanks.
Why haven't they killed us yet? Why would they fly us all the way to Morocco just to be driven in a fancy-ass limousine down an alleyway and murdered? That seems like a
Peter
little Lissy's bit ridiculous.
Peter Lissy's dad allegedly died, right?
No, that was the vendor that he got the diamonds from.
Oh, so he's still alive?
I think so. It didn't really say anything about their father.
What if he's, like, captive or something? Or like, what if us being alive is instrumental to somehow securing the jewels? Because we know the person who has them, but we don't know that we know, you know?
Mm-hmm. They know that we know, perhaps.
They know we know.
Right, but we don't know that we know something important, or that they know
that
we know that.
They know that we know.
Or that what we know is important.
They might think that we know, right. But we know is important.
And they think that we know what they know that we know they... No, we don't know that they know that.
No.
Right.
Correct.
So, all that said, we should not give this blind woman our ID
there,
card.
All that said, there's a lot going on here.
We're definitely in the thick of it, man. We have found our way into the middle of this shitstorm.
Just like... Because we're just like, fuck it, let's go on a plane. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we just...
Life lesson, kids. Get some more info ahead of time. No, here's what I think. So all this discussion, all this we know, they know, we know.
Who knows?
We know.
Oh.
No, we don't.
Cherrick does.
But they think.
Cherrick doesn't.
We don't know shit, but they think that we know things.
Oh. But we don't know that they think that we know.
Right.
Right.
So
here we are, classic Hitchcockian protagonist, not knowing anything, but everyone knowing that they
assuming
think that we know.
That we know everything.
Exactly. We're going to die. Okay.
Okay. Listen. I know you think that we should just keep going. I really think it would be an unexpected twist to show the lady...
You just did a complete 180.
I did.
You convinced me.
We know, they know. Talk.
So you think that we should just give it a chance?
Yeah.
Look, here's all I'm saying. If this chick is really blind, we lose this.
She winked at us.
Wait, no isn't it endearing that a blind person will wink at you?
No amount of ivory in the world is going to keep us alive wherever we're going. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, all right, I'm going to trust you.
This might be the last, like...
I'm going to go out on a limb of faith.
Everybody else we've met seems to know what's going on here.
But the one blind woman who spits at us and then winks at us...
To get our attention, she spits at us.
I guess.
You would have walked right by a blind beggar on the street.
I would have punched her in the face.
You would not have.
That's also true.
You're far too honorable for that.
Well, true. Cherrick
is
an honorable man. Okay, if you...
I think if this is my gut. I know I changed my mind.
So, as Cherrick, here's what's happened now. I am trying to be the practical one, and you are following your emotional gut feelings. And
yeah.
I think that I will let that win over. I'm going to be impractical and offer the ivory identification along with your recommendation...
Yeah.
To see if this blind woman knows anything. I swear to God, if we get identified and she pulls out an Uzi and destroys us, I'm going
That's
to be angry.
Me. I'll take it.
I'm
I'll
going
take
to be
that
angry.
One. I'll take that one.
Okay.
Do you want me to read?
We are going... Yes. Yes, I do. We are going to give the blind woman the ivory piece and turn to page 49.
I feel really good about this.
I don't know what's going to happen. I guess that's the point. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Okay, 100% my choice, agreed. Really took a turn for the worse here.
I am terribly intrigued, though. Like, this is interesting.
This storyline has really got me hooked
in. No, this is wonderful. Yeah.
Okay.
Who can we trust?
So, we give the jewel to the... We give the ivory piece to the blind woman. She screams...
Aye!
It says,
and
two men jump out. One of them shouts in English, "We're your friends, follow us." Step one, like, they're probably not our friends. Like, this raised my suspicion immediately. But the other guy, like, wrestles the limousine driver to the ground. Like, we kind of decide that we were going to run away, but then we're like, nah, screw it, let's go. And they take us all through the streets of the Medina. And we end up in this place, and there's rugs everywhere. There's rugs on the wall. There's rugs piled up.
Hmm.
And we're like, oh, maybe this is like the rug. I actually hit Eric when we read this. But I'm like, maybe this is like the rug guy that like Peter's dad talked to that was allegedly dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's like, sit down. It's fine. Don't be scared. We followed you from Boston. We know who you are. here's where it takes like an M. Night turn. And we want the jewels. Now give them to us.
Well, that's a shocker.
Who doesn't want the jewels? And we're like, listen, dude, I don't have them.
If you were following us from Boston, you would know.
But then he's all, look in the pocket of your coat.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a trap!
So, if we decide to obey, the scary old man, turn to page 74. If we decide to bolt and run for the door, turn to page 76.
Man, I'm curious. I gotta know. I gotta look in my pocket. I really want to look in my pocket.
You
want to
do that here with these people?
You think we're actually going to be able to escape? We just followed these dudes down here, man. We don't know where we are. This is a labyrinth, buddy. You think we're going to honestly be able to run away and get out of here without them catching us?
Yeah.
And is that what you want to do?
We're an expertly trained climber. None of this matters in this book.
I mean, I don't know if that's going to help us navigate our way down winding paths.
We have knowledge of Orkian physiques.
Okay. Okay, so you think that we got to get away from these people.
Well, they're clearly not good people.
So you were like, yeah, we'll show you our badge and we'll follow you and then we'll just run away. I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's not honorable. That's not very Cherrick.
I just feel like we've trusted these people. I want to know what's in my pocket.
Well, it's pretty easy to find out. We can do that with Evs.
Okay, but like, but if the jewels are in there, how did they get in there? Maybe
it's the old man in the cab who slipped them into our pocket so we could get through customs, because he's really suspicious looking, and we should have trusted him in the first place.
Fuck. Why didn't you tell me you had this all figured out?
I just figured it out right now.
Oh. Okay, well, in that case, that's fine.
It's like, I'm really into this book.
So, do we run? It sounds like fun.
Sounds like we could die, but we could always come back. We got two respawns.
I feel like we can't let that make our decision, though.
Let's run.
All right, we're running. We're going to run.
Turn to page 76.
It's happening. It's all happening. I knew it! We should have just looked in our pocket, Chad!
No! It was fine. Okay, let me tell you what happened.
Let Chad just tell you what happened.
Because this one was on me. Okay?
You wanted this to happen.
Kind of.
Although it couldn't be more better. Like, yeah, more better. That's
more better.
Just keep going.
Okay, so we're like, we like pretend to fumble in our pocket. We're like looking for an exit, right? The old man totally sees straight through
this. He's like, you bitches.
He's like, I see what you're doing. And so we like spot a door, we run through it. And
I'm pretty sure it's like one of those cartoons where if you run through a wall, it's just your outline left.
Definitely.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And so we go through the door, leaving our, like, outlined self, like, print, you know, in the door.
Mm.
And we get into this room, and there's, like, a pool of water.
It's a courtyard. And, of course, there's a greasy fat dude.
Sharpening scimitars.
On the opposite side.
And so this is, like, step one, where Eric and I are both like, well, we're screwed.
Oh,
right?
Boy, a greasy fat dude with scimitars.
This guy is going to slice us.
I definitely thought we were going to get our heads chopped off. But it got so much better.
Cherrick, being the genius, like, innovator that he is like, hey, scimitar guy, not looking so great. Pool of water? I'll take my chances.
Pool on my left? Yes.
So we dive in the pool, and the scimitar guy's kind of like, the fuck are you doing?
He's trying to stop us. He's like trying to get our attention.
And
right
as we like turn to swim, we see two beady eyes, and it's a crocodile. And here's the last two sentences. So it's a crocodile that we see coming towards us. More eyes converge upon you as you thrash to escape the oncoming jaws. Too late.
So many Jaws.
The end. We literally, like, I know we've said this in, like, past eps, but this is the first time I think we've literally died a death.
Like, this ferociously? Definitely. We were ripped apart by crocodiles, Chad.
So, that one's
It's what we get for running, my friend.
That one's on me.
Give me that book.
Yeah. So we're going to use... Eric, tell them what happens when things like
so this happen. When one of us makes a terribly irresponsible choice, like Chad just did, to run away, we have what we call respawns.
Yep.
And we'll go back to the last decision.
We
get two per podcast, absolutely. And we go back to our most recent decision and take the other option, which will then hopefully lead to a more prosperous outcome. Or I'm at least sure one where we won't get ripped apart by crocodile jaws. Good God, that sounds painful.
Oh, man.
So here's to not being eaten this time around. Let's go back.
He's like, look in your pocket for the jewels. This is where we're at.
And we're going to look in there.
We decide to do what he says. I'm going to let Eric read.
Here we go. Okay. Let's look in our pocket.
So, here's what happened, y'all. There was clearly two choices to be made here. One was a good choice, and one was a bad choice.
And
I chose the bad choice where we got eaten by crocodiles.
In the words of the knight from The Last Crusade, you chose poorly. In the words of the knight from The Last Crusade, I
chose... Was forced to take the other choice.
Wisely. No. I chose wisely. I said, let us show these jewels or look in our pocket immediately. And you said, no! Well, here's what happened when we did look in our pocket. It's incredible. Somehow the jewels of Nabooty appeared in our pocket. We're not really supposed to question why or how. It's just part of the magic of the jewels. But the old man says that we have done well in returning the jewels of Nabooty to the rightful owners, that blessings will befall us, and that our life will be rich with friends and adventure and love abounding and glorious days to be had. They thank us, and the old man transforms before our eyes to a young, tall, goldly radiant being. And that's pretty much the end. He's the king, he's the leader, he is the source of good, apparently, as the book says. He is the source of good. And we are blessed with wonderful things because we have returned the jewels.
Well, there you go.
You know, at least it's a really happy ending. Like, I feel like this one has...
I have a lot of closure
yeah,
with this ending.
Yeah, the closure is legit.
The past few books have not really given me that.
No, for sure. This is one of the most gratifying endings, I would say. Although, mm-hmm. even then, it's strange in the fact that the jewels just appeared. You know, it seems kind of cheap.
We didn't
really try to look very hard. We just navigated a bunch of assholes to get
so
there.
So, for the record, I was right that airplane guy was probably...
Whoa, we don't know that.
Wrong.
We don't know that.
You know, the plane lady was evil.
Definitely the plane lady was evil, because if we had not given our little pass thing
and
to the blind
lady, and I believe it was
lady,
also my choice to,
died.
Like, give the ivory thing to the blind lady.
Okay, alright, blah, blah,
so
blah.
So I make, like, one wrong choice.
Okay, well, you can't be completely blamed for everything, but, you know...
Killed us.
I can try. Well, so, since we can't really go back to our last choice again, this is pretty much it.
We could, but the other choice gets us eaten by crocodiles. We already
know
that.
That's true, yeah. It would just be a repeat ending and not one that I would want to really enjoy again.
Yeah, so sometimes this happens. I mean, this has happened a couple times now where we only...
It's true.
...use
yeah,
one of our respawns.
Just a couple.
We've
pretty much rocked everything and crushed the jewels of Nabooty.
You crushed Nabooty?
I crushed the Nabooty.
Nice.
As I often do.
As you often do.
Yes.
What?
You don't know.
I don't know either.
I'll tell you later.
So that's it.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. We certainly did. It was, we got really into this one. This one was a good story.
This was a great story.
It was a
story.
Solid like, mystery.
It was a lot of twists and turns.
I would be really interested to see and read some of the other outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we found the best outcome, but I would
be curious. Well, I mean, we kind of accomplished our mission.
We certainly accomplished our mission. No thanks to Peter and Lucy.
Right.
Just getting drunk in Boston. But I guess that's what cousins are for, you know?
Speaking of cousins.
Yeah.
I just want to give a quick shout out to my cousin.
What?
Trevor Dubert of Dubert Creative, who made our super sweet logo, if you've seen it.
It is pretty sweet.
On our Facebook and everywhere else.
It's pretty flashy.
He's amazing. Check out his stuff, Dubert Creative. You can find him on the interwebs, on the line.
On the line.
Yep. So.
Not the telegraph.
Well, that's also transmitted by lines, I think.
Different lines.
Yeah, not the on the line, on the line.
Right, like those on the lines are like invisible lines. Is it even still a line? Is on line? What does that even mean?
I think that's a topic for another podcast.
Touche.
Tune in next
Chad
week.
And Eric ponder the deep questions of life podcast.
Yeah, well, what was it called? We came up with it last time.
Yeah, that was a different podcast, so that was a very personal
one. We're going to have like six podcasts.
Yeah, we're just going to be podcasting all over the place.
We're professional podcasters. For sure. 5 episodes in. It doesn't get more professional.
There's no going back. We are there.
Thank you
so much for listening.
Thank you, Trevor.
If you made it all this way.
For designing our super sweet logo.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
Thanks to all of our other friends who have, like, supported us along the way.
For sure. I need a lot of hugs, and I really appreciate all the hugs given. Chad is a man of few hugs, which is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, I'm not a hugger.
I am most certainly a hugger.
It's incredibly awkward.
So if we're ever at some sort of convention and we're signing all of the really cool things we will be signing.
Eric's my official hug.
I will be hugging everyone. Chad will be hugging
hug
no
proxy.
One. But that does
like,
not
mean... Like,
if you
want to hug me, I'll be like, ooh, Eric's my
you.
Hug proxy.
True. And I will be glad. You know, there's like a little... It's like a gland or something, like up near your sternum and your clavicle bones.
Uh-huh.
That it only gets stimulated when it's next to another one. So
gross.
you really gotta be hugging each other to get that stimulation of endorphins from the wonderful hugs. Anyway,
nope.
I could talk about hugs for hours, but you don't want to hear
I'd
about that.
Be
we
sad
have
and alone.
Already
All
finished
right.
our choosing of
Again,
the adventures.
Find us Facebook, Twitter at Trek Podcast.
True.
Get us on iTunes. Rate, review.
Only 5 stars, remember.
Only 5-star reviews are accepted. And, we will catch you on the flip side.
On the flip side for the next episode, which will be out before you're dead.
Yeah. No, I mean, realistically, our goal is to do these about every other week for a while.
True.
And then hopefully... See how it goes, and if we... You know, get super into it, we'll maybe start doing weekly. So, catch us in a couple weeks or next week or who knows.
And if you haven't, check out our back catalog. This is our 5th episode after all.
Yeah, if this is your first episode and you're really into Nabooty.
Yeah, who isn't into Nabooty?
You should really go back and start with the pilot because...
Because we know a lot about baseball.
Baseball and Yetis.
You will, yes. We're going to be so wise after all these books, Chad. I'm really excited.
Yeah. P.S. The Yetis are not what you think they are.
Yeah.
That's the only spoiler I'm giving.
That's like that. Ugh. Episode 2.
Okay.
Well.
Catch y'all later.
We
it's
love
been
you.
Real. We love you.
Adieu.
And,
until next time.
Yeah. Adios.
Peace, love, and Cherick. I'm sorry.
Cherick.